cosmic trip. Mother Earth is a mothership. Better know when it's time to dip. She's heading out tonight.
Gotta give, gotta live, gotta care, gotta teach, gotta reach, gotta learn, gotta love. No more time to be blind to the signs. Use your mind to remind you. From the streets to the stars, to the sun and the moon, when it's time, gotta be in tune.
Cause the ship is taking off.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio.
All aboard!
We are a galactic planet. We come from a galactic past, and we're headed for a galactic future. We are living in a space age.
The ship is taking off.
Get on board, step in, watch the door, sit tight, let's explore, get ready to take flight, get with this cosmic trip, Mother Earth is a mothership, better know when it's time to dip, she's heading out tonight.
Gotta give, gotta live, gotta care, gotta teach, gotta reach, gotta learn, gotta love. No more time to be blind to the signs. Use your mind to remind you.
It's time to know.
From the streets to the stars, to the sun and the moon, when it's time, gotta be in tune.
Cause the ship is taking off.
From the East, House of Light, may wisdom dawn in us, so we may see all things in clarity.
Thank you.
From the north, house of night, may wisdom ripen in us, so we may see all from within. From the west, house of transformation, may wisdom be transformed into right action, so we may do what must be done. South, house of the eternal sun, may right action reap the harvest, so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. Above, house of heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. From below, house of earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya. A ma ho. Thank you.
In Lakesh, Planetary Kin, and welcome to another episode of Sound Synchronicity here on Now Time Radio. My name is Makua Ray. I am your navigator here for the evening. So happy you could join us from all over the world. It's just a very exciting time that we find ourselves in. Wonderful to know that we have these creative technologies to enable the shift in consciousness. So we do. We thank you all for tuning in. In fact, if you're listening in now, if you're on Facebook or if you're on the internet somehow, feel free to send a message to somebody and let them know to tune in to Sound Synchronicity tonight. I'm very, very excited because we have a special guest whom is someone that I've been aware of for a number of years based upon the work that she does with Natural Time. And I'm very excited that she's here to join us tonight. And we're certainly also excited to open the show with a wonderful theme song entitled Mothership by a sister named Raquel, featuring Ima Deborah and Brother Bless. And then we find that followed up, as we do every show, with the prayer of the seven galactic directions given by Jose Arguelles. So with that, I think we may as well just get right into it tonight. We're going to cover a lot of ground and sharing and uplifting, inspiring. And we also encourage people to feel free to call in and join the conversation if you have questions or comments. Maybe there's a synchronicity happening in your life you want to talk about, share a little bit about. It's all right. We have the phone lines open tonight, and that number is 424-243-9656. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to Sound Synchronicity our good sister and friend Vasumi in Lakesh.
Alakin, Makua, thank you for inviting me here. It's very exciting to share in these times and this work and our mutual collective awakening.
Well said. Thank you so much. Thank you for being the timekeeper and the traveler whom you are. I'd like to share a little bit about your background with the listening audience. In fact, I first became aware of you by way of your 13 Moon Journal. That was something that somewhere in my travels it crossed my path, and I was actually blown away just by the energy that it contained in terms of being able to share the codes of the 13 Moon Planetary Wave Spell with people. Particularly at that time, I was becoming more aware of this knowledge, and it was certainly a standout publication, so I certainly want to thank you for that. Now, can I ask you a question? How long has it been that you've been actually producing that book?
So this is the ninth year, and 2012, 2013 will be the 10th year of this, so believe me, in the early years, it wasn't quite as polished as it is now, so it was all about just showing up and giving it a go, and it has grown to something quite beautiful, and yes, it reveals, it carries that energy. It's beautiful, and there's a lot of Votan's work in there, and he's in the past years he's always put in his download for the year to really energize that, and the last issue was very beautiful because it carried his last words and his last image that he painted. And I don't know if you've seen it, have you?
I've only seen the cover, actually. I haven't actually seen the physical copy myself.
Well, I'll have to send you a copy.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm in the States at the moment, and I've only been here for a couple of months. I came over with some copies, but they're all gone. So once I get back to Australia, I'll send you a copy.
Okay.
We'll give details at the end of the show, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that you actually are traveling. You've been visiting the United States here for, I guess, a couple of months, is it?
That's right. Well, I spent 1 month in Mexico as well to go and visit the Maya lands, the homelands of this frequency, and that was a really powerful journey. 16 women for 19 days going to the seven different stargates and traveling.
Very okay.
Meditating 6 to 8 hours a day and just getting right in there. Very beautiful.
Now, I mean, that sounds like a phenomenal experience. And I would really like to know, is there, I mean, obviously, 8 hours of meditation a day for a series of days. That's a lot of energy to receive and to enjoy. And I'm sure it takes you much deeper and higher individually and collectively. What would you say is a significant message that you may have personally received, or even the group of women who experienced this?
I think one of the most powerful things that I realized was that it was the, you know, as the Mayans and the Hopis and other tribes talk about the anchoring of the fifth sun, or the time of the fifth sun, and I guess for me it was a realization of what that actually means. And during that journey, we felt that anchoring in, and felt like it was the anchoring in of the fifth dimensional consciousness, and fifth dimensional consciousness being what we called at that time Christ consciousness, which is simply just the consciousness of love, pure
beautiful
love, and that is anchoring here on our planet at this time. And, you know, a lot of people talk about 2012 and, you know, the major media, the thing is, you know, like everything, you know, there might be some, you know, sudden thing that happens. But my feeling is, you know, it's a gradual process, and there'll be quite some years that this slowly anchors more and more, and slowly everything that is not answering to that frequency will slowly dissipate. And that particular journey we just did was very powerful in that way of just feeling like being conduits for the anchoring of that energy. And the journey we did finished on 11/11 in Chichen Itza. And, you know, as we all know, that was a really powerful day worldwide. And the intensity of the love on that day was so powerful, so very high dimension, way beyond the fifth. We felt that, but the days, the 18 days preceding that, we worked primarily. We worked with Pleiades and the star, the Maya.
Okay.
Because we were at the Maya lands, and so collectively we were having these journeys. We were traveling up these stargates and having collective visions of arriving to Maya and having communication with that consciousness. So that was really very powerful. And yeah, a lot of it was about just cleansing and clearing old energies. You know, we've all, you know, been through quite a few thousand years of the dark overlay of the, you know, Gregorian calendar or the the Dark Ages overlay, and so it's a lot of clearing of vows, contracts, and agreements we've all made throughout all time, space, and dimension in order to be available for that new energy. So this is work I think we're all doing in some form or another right now, is that when things are coming up, we work to not avoid them, but to embrace them and to transform them, especially in the storm cycle that we're in right now.
Yes.
The 7th day of the storm wave spell, which is all about transmuting the energy, changing the energy, transforming it, allowing the chaos and loving it into a different state.
Absolutely. Well, it certainly feels very fortunate for us to have you as a guest on the show today, and to help bring a transmission of this energy that you said a group of 16 women over a course of 19 days. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. Women.
That is really remarkable. So the 19th day, you all on 11/11/11 would have been in Chichen Itza, of all places. It's a beautiful thing, because I was wondering on 11/11, on the planetary wind, where people or who was actually going to be in Chichen Itza or in some of these particular Stargate locations, you know, and it's just wonderful to receive news that you were actually there.
Yeah, well, in the morning we tended to go into the temples sort of early, so we were in there at 6 till 8 before many people came, so that we could just be very focused and do what we were there to do, and then we meditated after that for hours from the place of the hotel next to Chichen Itza. Okay. Because of the work we're doing, you know, it's quite fine work, and so it demands being in quiet space and all the rest of it. So, but in the morning, we were there from 6 to 8 in the morning and laid the foundation, I guess, for that day in there, which was wonderfully amazing, very joyous and very ecstatic and just
wow. Beautiful.
The night before, we had, I won't say that because we weren't supposed to be there. It's okay.
I know how it is over there. I've been there myself. I know that
exactly. It's
a little off limits at particular times.
No,
but I'm glad
right.
you were
so
able
we
to be
it.
There.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Say no more.
Well, let me ask you. Yeah, exactly. No more need to be said about that. But let me ask you this. Where were the women converging from? What parts of the world?
Well, there were about 5 Mexican women. There were probably 4 from Australia, a couple from the United States, a couple from England, 1 from the Middle East. Where else was everyone from? I can barely remember because we all came into oneness and it was sort of like, oh, we're all from
I know. I know, that's right.
Yeah, my girlfriend of mine called Kuala. Anybody can check her website. It's Kuala Sri Amma, QualaSriAmma.com. She sort of initiated the journey, and she's been traveling the planet and going to all the major cities on the planet with, you know, like 100 people each time, and just clearing up, going into the roots that are underneath that city, and clearing up the karma of the city all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So we did this Mexico journey, and she invited me along to come and give the Mayan, my perception of the Mayan download each day, which was a beautiful addition to deepen the journey for everyone. And I was very grateful to be able to have gone along.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sounds like a remarkable invitation, one that you can't refuse.
That's right.
I mean, it's not going to happen again in this time, I would say, in terms of, you know, having another 11-11-11 Stargate to synchronize with and all those other wonderful, auspicious alliances and intersections.
Yeah, there was also, we were also there for Solar Star or October 28th, which was a very interesting date and quite an interesting thing to talk about on here. Because October 28th, as you know, is Carl Kellerman's perception of the end date.
Exactly. I'm glad you mentioned that. So tell me about that, and then maybe you can offer a little insight as to your perception leading up to that. We did have some conversation about that. In fact, played a little bit of different interviews from people over the cybersphere in terms of Kellerman's perspectives and all of that. So. How did you find that particular perspective in light of the 28th as well?
Well, it was very interesting for me because for years, you know, I was in contact with Kellerman because I felt like I needed to converse with him about bringing unity consciousness and felt that even though his message was very, it was a good message, it sort of seemed to ride on the back of the need to negate the dream spell and all of those sort of things and Jose's work. So I took it on myself to talk with him about that, and so we conversed, you know, quite a lot over a few years around those issues, and my point of view was always, well, you know, everything coexists. There's 7 billion different people on the planet, and we all have, you know, our own dreaming lines. And how can one person's perspective, how can we say that somebody else's perspective is wrong when it's just somebody else's perspective? And that's where I came to with his thing, and because I got quite into his work for a moment, he came to the place where I live in Australia in Byron Bay and came and gave some classes and things, and although I, you know, having coffee with him was a lot of fun, and he was very in touch with his intuitive mind. I felt that his work was very, when he actually came to giving his work, it was very left brain linear, sort of university kind of dry, and not very enlivening for sharing with the people. So I've had this sort of slant on the October 28th date, and you know, was open nonetheless to experience it, and it was very beautiful for me that on October 28th we were at a temple called Kalat Mul, and my experience there was a very powerful experience of that anchoring of the fifth sun. And at the end of that full day of meditation, which was a yellow solar star as well, which is, you know, the realization of the harmonic grid. And solar star is in the wave cell of the yellow sun. So it's to realize our sovereignty or our independent connection to source as being part of the harmonic grid, of the harmonic matrix of the, you know, of the Zolk, that the Zolkin represents. So within that, you know, it's a beautiful day and it's a powerful day. I find number 9 days in the 13-day cycle are some of the most powerful, you know, consciousness is pulsing us very powerfully on those days. And within that was this very powerful experience of the anchoring of the fifth sun on that day in that temple. So I take my, you know, I bow down to Kalaman and I thank him for all his sharings and his teachings, and carry on to, you know, appreciate all the different systems of, I think anything that's based in the Zolk'in is going to be pretty much revealing harmony and hold a lot of potency.
So, oh, yes.
That's where I fit in there. It was a beautiful humbling thing too, because I was also prepared not to experience anything on that day of great magnitude, and yet there it was, and it was beautiful. So yeah, it's all great. I think the more people find the more revelations about the more days, I think, you know, the better.
Exactly. And it's interesting because I had followed some of his work and his presentation over the past couple of years. And I noticed there was a point when there was an infusion of sharing the idea of unity consciousness. And even beyond whether he had specifically identified something correctly, I know that he took special care to always make mention at some point that there was the need for unity consciousness, and that was a solution in terms of what we could possibly be approaching, even in light of his own calculations. So it's interesting that you would be one who was holding some energy in light of that with him, because it wasn't necessarily something that was always a part of his presentation, I have to say. So it was good to know there was an infusion of that as well.
Yeah, it was very beautiful.
Oh, it's just really something. And I mean, the energy since that point, in fact, prior to and since that point, just continues to accelerate and really reveal, as you said. And I find that that's certainly something happening with people universally. So every day itself presents a new revelation, certainly. And the Zolk'in, through the dream spell in particular, I find certainly being on point, as you might say. Now, in light of that, let me ask you this. I mean, you have a blog through which you actually share the fifth force oracle for each day, yes?
That's right, yeah. I do. That, okay. That's the initiation of that blog is a very interesting point, because it was the very day, spectral moon, that Votan José Arguelles passed away. And I was in Bali at the Bali Spirit Festival, just about to 1 hour from, you know, sharing a class. And of course, it was very devastating, as it was for most of us.
Yeah.
And it was in that moment that the only other person of, you know, a few thousand people there that could have shared the knowing of what had just happened was Fantuzzi, who I think many people know Fantuzzi. Are you familiar with Fantuzzi?
No, I'm not.
No. Fantuzzi is a brother who is a very good friend of Jose, and he's been on the path for many years. He's a great initiator of the Rainbow Gatherings. And
wonderful.
A great inspirer of many beings, and travels the world sharing his music and love and peace, and has traveled with, you know, done a lot with Jose over the years. So he happened to be there at that moment when I heard that, so we were able to share, and we then shared this workshop, which was very, very powerful, because it felt like Jose was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And transmitting through us and handing every single person in that circle a baton to carry on the activation of the new times. And so one of the people that was in that circle then said he was going to set me up a blog to do this work every day. And, you know, on one hand, I was very grateful, and on the other hand, I thank God, great.
Right.
I'll just add that to the next pile of work I have to do every day. But you know,
exactly.
Beyond that, it's a great blessing for me, because every day I get to meditate deeply into the frequency of the day and share that with others. So it's been a great blessing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I certainly, for one, want to thank you for anchoring that energy, as I've had the good fortune since you and I have been able to communicate here recently to tune in to that blog. And the images in particular are really, really remarkable. Who is the artist, do you know, of the oracle images?
The artist of those images is Even Dawn Song, who's a red crystal serpent, who at the moment resides in Melbourne. And we've been sort of kin there in Australia, working together for many years. And she, if you want to look at more of her images and just tune into what the kin are doing down there in Melbourne, they have a website called mindheartmedia.com.
I love that.
Mindheartmedia.com.
Oh,
and if anybody would like... I mean, there's no copyright in this thing, and Even has also said that if anybody, you know, wants to use those images, they're most welcome. I think I've got the highest resolution of those images at the moment, so if anybody who wants to use some of them, they can just contact me.
Oh, wonderful. Well, tell us the address of your blog as well. What's the web address?
So the blog is www.1320wordpress.com. Oh no, it's not. It's 1320 sync, SYNC. So it's 1320SYNC.wordpress.com.
Perfect. Uncovering the harmonic. So daily spell time tracking.
That's right.
Observation of today's energy on the Gregorian December 4th, 2011. If you wouldn't mind, maybe you could just share with us the energy of today.
Okay, so on the blog, you know, like in time gone by, I was really, just similar to Jose, really, I was really not so much into writing down definitive things around the day's energy, just because people can get hold of those and you know, try and box them in without realizing that this energy is always changing and it's always new, and it's more about each individual being tuning into the frequency and receiving the download of the day. So in that blog that I do every day, it's the perception that's coming through Blue Rhythmic Monkey on that particular day, and that particular day happening at another time will have a completely different download. So just for people to be aware of this, because I think, you know, those of us who have followed the Zolk'in for a long time know this. And just for those, any listeners out there that aren't aware of that, you know, this is a live, living system that
exactly.
it, it's about tuning into the frequency as it's doing us in the moment constantly. So that's a really important point. So
now you say, just to be clear, your signature is Blue Rhythmic Monkey then, yes?
That's right, yes.
Wonderful.
And Blue Rhythmic Monkey, and this year being galactivated by Red Self-Existing Dragon, so that's going to have some influence into, you know, how the frequency is perceived through this particular being.
Okay. Now, when you say galactivated by the self-existing dragon, could you explain that just a little bit more?
Well, that means that on my birthday this year, it was my solar birthday. It was the signature of Red Self-Existing Dragon. And so
Wonderful. The
evolutionary learning that is occurring through me, how I'm being done this year, is that particular energy. And it usually takes around 260 days or one whole Zolk'in round from your birthday till that signature comes up again in the year or the 365-day cycle. It takes that 260 days for that learning to become solid inside one.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
That makes sense. So I'm, because personally this year, my signature then this year is the Blue Resonant Monkey.
Oh, beautiful.
And then my birth kin, my destiny kin, is White Solar.
Well, good, yeah.
So you were mentioning before the tone 9 and the significance of 9 and 13, and there's something to that. So solar tone is the tone that I've been exploring this last time,
yeah.
For sure.
Well, I love that you're doing this radio show as, you know, Solar World Bridger, pulsing all the different worlds and reaching out and sending the vibe out there to all the worlds, you know, like being pulsed to do it. What
Absolutely.
I realized in a number 9 year, it's really amazing to understand the 13 tones when one looks at one's 13 year cycle, because you get a big enough, you know, eagle's view on that to be able to really feel what that is.
Yes.
And the solar, my experience of that solar tone is that once we reach the 9th year of that 13-year cycle, you know, we've got all that energy of the previous 8 years there, and by the time we get to the 9th, we're just like, you know, all that energy is just pulsing through us, and we're just being done by spirit. It's such a, you know, it's a bit like holding on to the horse's reins and just holding on for dear life, because we're being pulsed at such a high frequency that and a high rate, and everything's just sort of, you know, happening in front of us without us even trying. So that
it's
solar,
so
you know, and people born on that solar day, you know, like this big energy you're working with. So, you know, take my hat off and say thank you to you for that.
Ashe. Well, thank you. And it's interesting, as I think about it, that you're a rhythmic monkey and Jose Arguelles himself is a Lumbotan spectral monkey.
Right.
Yes? And then this year I happen to be a resonant monkey, which
is
pretty interesting earth family significance there. And you also mentioned that it was on the day of his transition that you really, you know, were given essentially the mantle to produce this blog and to share the Fifth Force Oracle with people more consistently in that sense, in a way people access it. It was interesting for me because that day, the day following his transition, I discovered it. Somebody sent me a text message. They were sorry for the loss of my teacher, which was interesting because I didn't know exactly, I didn't quite understand. I was like, what are you saying? Because it was very sudden, obviously, those of us who discovered it. It certainly was a very sudden shift for everybody. And I found it very interesting, very similar to what you're saying. I felt Jose's presence, as I feel even to this day, in guiding many of us who've been committed to really embodying this awareness over the years, really kind of getting an extra boost of energy to say, okay, we're in that curve now, so the momentum is picking up. And so each of us who have been given that responsibility have also been given many wonderful now tools through technology and beyond technology to be able to do more with this work. For example, the journey you were then guided to undertake with the 16 women throughout Maya land to these sacred places. I mean, all of that, we've been experiencing. What a good fortune. I mean, you as one who lives in this frequency know the good fortune that comes with tuning in and staying tuned. There's no question.
It's pretty awesome.
Give thanks. It's amazing. I mean, quite frankly, I don't know that I could imagine my life without it.
That's
particularly
right.
Because of the way it's revealed itself to me through synchronistic events over the course of my life. In fact, it was on my solar birthday when I was a solar warrior that year that it was actually first introduced to me. Now I find that by the time of the the galactic synchronization in 2013, I will have returned to a solar expression. So I'll actually be, I'll be in the solar expression of my signature, the solar dragon, in fact.
Beautiful. And at that time, you will have had a personal experience each year of going deeply into each one of the 13 tones, and that's a divine, revelation in itself. Because you get to live it so deeply when you have it for 1 year, and have that perception. I know there's been some times I've been I came to it in when I was an electric monkey. So I've now been in it for 14 years, and so I've had that full round of witnessing each of those tones, and. And in that time, there's been times when, especially in the beginning years, where I was just like, I couldn't really believe that something could be so amazingly on. And so there'd be times when I'd just throw the whole thing away just to experience what it was like without it. And, it was like, that's not quite as much fun. And monkeys need to have fun, right?
I like that you say that because, I mean, you inherently as a blue monkey, you organize in order to play. So there's an interesting thing. When I saw your writing on the blog and the description and what you do, I think you, in fact, through an email to me, mentioned the word play shop instead of workshop. So just even something as subtle as the suggestion that this is about being as a child, being playful, being open to the spontaneous creativity, the innocence of each given moment. I mean, what a graceful life that we're graced with, as you said, this articulation of that which is already perfect. And presented in such an amazing way. And it's an interesting thing because it obviously becomes something that a person would want to actually explore for themselves to truly appreciate. Because when you're trying to describe it or even criticize it from outside, it's a different thing, because when you actually begin to explore and embody, it reveals itself to be what it is without question.
Right. And it's definitely not possible to really have, people can have an opinion, but it's simply that which is doesn't amount to much. But the whole experience of it is definitely the telltale, that's what it's all about, to experience it and then to have something to talk about. I do know that there's a lot of people who like to diss it, and many different conversations around it, but mostly it's people who haven't really walked into it and experienced the magic of it, because once you have experienced the magic of it, it's pretty it's self-evident.
It's undeniable at that point.
That's right.
And so I like that you say have walked into it, because I know some of the terminology is walking the 13 moons, and one owes it to themselves to actually experience at least a wave spell, at least a wave spell.
Exactly.
A 13-day cycle, if not even like a 13 moon cycle. I tell you what, with that, why don't you share with us today then the signature for Kin 85?
Okay.
And you can explore that a little bit.
Okay. Okay, so today's red resonant serpent. So the resonant tone is the seventh tone, and it's the seven is the center of the 13. So it works as a, you know, the 13 tones relate to the 13 joints of the body, and the seventh is the joint right in the center, which is the joint that connects the neck to the spine. And so the resonant tone is a lot about receiving, about it works on what Jose would call the sense pulsar, which I would translate into calling the emotional plane. So emotion, you know, with the necessity to redefine that word away from, you know, emotional women and all the downgrade of emotion, and look at it as energy in motion, the simple movement mm-hmm. of energy. And today is about the inspiration. So the bubbling up, if you like, the bubbling up, the inspiration, the energy that's moving, the emotion of inspiration today. And it's also it's about resonating. As we bubble up, we begin to resonate a particular energy. And because today we're in the seventh day of the storm cycle, and the storm is all about, you know, if you like, the chaos or the allowance of energy to generate a lot of energy for transformation. Any energy that's been stuck, that's now beginning to move, and it's the chaos. People can get a little bit sort of, you know, if they're used to a very sedentary lifestyle, this cycle can be quite tough because it's demanding that everything that's locked into an energy that's not serving be transformed, be shifted. And so today, being serpent is very instinctive. It's immediate. It's those that understand the chakra system, it's from the base chakra. It's our instinct. It's survival. And so it's that energy coming up from the base to instinctually get inspired or bubbling up instinct, bubbling up survival. The serpent is the leap before we look, so we jump into things today. Mm-hmm. It's guided by the red earth, and the red earth is the 17th of the 20 glyphs or universal truths, and it's about listening, and it's about tracking, and it's about navigating. So it's about, you know, today's all about the inspiration of our survival instinct moving in perfect timing. It's a galactic portal day. So it's the energy that pulses. It bubbles up inside of us, and we get very inspired by change today, because it's like, quick moving, let's go, right in the right moment, and then the synchronicities all pair up, and it all just, you know, like it's highly, yay, exciting.
Indeed.
It's supported today by Resonant Wizard, which is the anchoring, which is, it's a very interesting day for me today, because the support energy, the analog kin, the antipode kin, which is the challenging energy, and the occult kin, which is the hidden energy, these three energies, resonant wizard, resonant eagle, resonant warrior, three of my closest girlfriends are those three energies. So it's interesting to see today that this is the energy, this is the day that they all meet. In support of this inspiring survival through our capacity to listen to the earth and her movement. So resonant wizard, which is the support energy, we're supported today by just becoming very receptive to opening ourselves to many different worlds, to multidimensional realms. So I know quite a few people who are resonant wizard, and they're always people who are having a lot of conversations with beings from off planet.
Okay.
And sadly, sometimes I see these people get, because people don't understand or don't, in the old paradigm, that reality is not given validity, so some of these people end up in psychiatric wards and things like that, because one person, a friend of mine in particular, whose parents didn't really understand got sent into a psychiatric ward simply because he was talking with so many beings from off planet. And you know, when you sat and when you sat with him and received those messages, they were so powerful and so beautiful. But anyway, slowly we're moving into a world where we'll realize that what we can't see is a much greater world than what we can see. So anyway, that's the support energy of today. So if anybody's receiving off worlds and, you know, messages from those that can't be seen, please just, you know, say thank you and be grateful.
It's interesting you say that because I happen to know a number of white wizards. I seem to be surrounded by them. Many of my very closest friends are white wizards, lunar wizards and self-existing wizards. I mean, it's really something, magnetic wizards. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, the wizard is, in how I receive it, is the wizard is the shaman. It's the being that can anchor and open itself in a very receptive mode. The wizards are the ones at parties where everybody's, you know, dancing around and doing whatever. The wizards are the ones that are sitting solid. And once you get a little bit too lost in all the frivolity, you want to go and sit next to that person just to get grounded. And that's sort of, you know, it's the action of a shaman to anchor. To anchor vast realities and be very receptive and open and not necessarily speak a lot. But that's the energy today. And it's in particular more open to many worlds because it's resonant wizard, which is guided by the world bridger. So it's open, receptive, you know, and channeling from many other worlds, world bridger.
Mm-hmm.
So each wizard will have a different, you know, job, if you like. So magnetic wizard will be, you know, a very solid being. A lunar wizard will be anchoring the physical plane. The resonant wizard is anchoring, you know, on the feelings from other worlds.
Okay.
It's quite a detailed a day's energy, and I realize that a lot of people, it might be sort of passing over their heads, but you know, this is an example of where you can go with this work. And it's
exactly
through Biz Big Monkey, and just to inspire the listeners to, you know, because people can, you know, there's a limited amount of information out there, and it really the only real way of learning this is by following it daily and really
exactly
of it and trusting your own what you receive, you know. So
exactly.
I'm giving an example of, you know, where I go every day with it. So
yes.
And then the challenging energy today is to see the bigger picture, you know, because the opposite or the challenging energy of the serpent, which is very immediate and now, is the eagle. And the eagle is, you know, sort of needs a lot more space and goes up in the sky and needs all that space in order to see the bigger picture. But that's the challenge that strengthens us today is to keep a handle on that bigger picture so that we're really aware of what it is to listen and move in right timing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for people to follow up, as you said, this can be sometimes a lot of information if you're just now being introduced to some of the language, because it is a new language in many ways. It's new time. It is essentially, as much as the codes are universal and have been retrieved, its contemporary application becomes new knowledge as well. So I want to encourage people to visit your blog, 1320sync.wordpress.com. Again, that's 1320sync.wordpress.com. I tell you what, I want to take a moment to identify the station. You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio. And if you can hang out with us for a moment, I'd like to play a little bit of music and then come back and talk with you a little bit about calendar change. As you said, you've been directly involved in this movement now for over 14 years. And then I also understand you might have somebody there who can bring another angle into focus with us as we explore the harmonization and the aspects of how this whole Keen and dream spell observation might even coordinate or harmonize with some astrological interpretation of things. How's that sound?
That sounds brilliant. Look forward to talking more.
Okay, wonderful. And since you are from Australia, and I had the good fortune of visiting Australia in the year 2008. I went down there, in fact, to tour with a local band from Byron Bay, of all places. Mm-hmm. And this band was called The Witness, and a brother named Benny Carson, incredible, incredible drummer whom I met in the United States, invited me over there then, received a grant to tour his band throughout Australia on the East Coast. And so I had the joy of touring everywhere from Melbourne on up to Byron Bay, and I think even a little north of Byron Bay, over the course of a couple of months. It was an amazing experience.
And I missed you by one day.
I know. It was amazing because you were there. That was your home, and we missed each other. And then at the same time, Jose Arguelles was there, but he was in retreat during that window. And I happened to be there. Literally, it was the spin, the new galactic spin had begun that day, the Magnetic Dragon, which was the day that in the United States, President Obama had been selected. So it was a very interesting shift of the tide and shift of energy in general, certainly consciousness awakening all over the world. So it was an amazing place to be at that time. The song I want to share, though, was recorded at a studio right outside of Byron Bay, SAE Studios. You familiar with that? SAE.
SAE,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Best studio in Byron Bay.
That's one of the best studios in the world, I have to say, actually.
Yes,
it was really a tremendous blessing to be there and to be a part of the band called The Witness at this time. And so this song is really, really special to me. And since, as I said, you are from Australia, we'll play a little bit of the hometown flavor. And it was literally recorded in your neck of the woods. So I'm going to do my best to find the song here so we can go ahead and share it with the audience. It's an amazing thing how we use any aspect of art, being that time is art. You know, those of us who have had the fortune to really begin to walk this, we begin to find new ways and modalities of expression that never, ever cease to amaze. And so it's just something to certainly encourage people who want to experience more creativity in their lives and more flow to become aware of their signature and to begin to access. I mean, that signature is your passport to accessing the fourth dimension. Unlimited creativity, the only limit being our own imagination. And so with that, the song is entitled Afro Arrow, with my brother Luminals, featuring Carla Versitano and Sonny Leeson, and yours truly on some keyboards and background vocals. Again, you are listening to Sound Synchronicity. Thank you for tuning in. Please stay tuned. Thank you.
are listening to Sound Synchronicity with Makua 9 Kimi Ray.
In Lakesh, and welcome back to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio. That song right there is entitled Love Warriors by the one and only Tuck and Patty, jazz favorite of many all over the world. And the song prior to that was entitled Afro Arrow, produced by Luminous, featuring Carla Versatano and Sonny Leeson on the vocals. I want to give a special shout out to those who came out last evening for the Navigating 1320 workshop in Washington, D.C., hosted at ECAC, Emergence Community Arts Collective. We had a phenomenal, phenomenal time exploring the science of synchronicity and natural time and what it means to embody that, particularly as we prepare for the forthcoming moons ahead in light of the opportunity to co-manifest all over the world the Rainbow Bridge, the Circumpolar Rainbow Bridge. And that is such a special, special focus to be kept. And certainly we want to acknowledge those that did give of their time and their attention to come out and spend that evening with us at ECAC. So thank you very, very much. We are happy to have on the show tonight our good friend Lasumi, who's been sharing with us some of her journey and her experience in navigating synchronicity and uncovering the harmonic matrix. Lasumi, thank you. Thank you very much for being on the show tonight.
Hi there.
Hi there. So I'm sorry, say again.
It's okay. Carry on.
I was just wondering.
I just like to, just listening to that song, and, you know, it was like we're clearing our past and we're standing up to be counted. And it just reminded me to let people know that one of the primary works of the Dzogchen is to allow us to release the past, to start to sort of reprogram a lot of the last few thousands of years of power over and giving one's power away to an outer authority and all of these things, and to reprogram that to realize that, you know, the greatest authority sits deeply inside our own hearts, and that's our place of power. And that the whole Dzogchen itself is a reprogramming device to bring us into the new time. And that's the whole point of following daily. So I just, you know, that came through to be an important message to let the listeners know about. That's one of the primary works of the calendar is to bring us into the new time and release a lot of the self-negating thought forms that we've inherited over the last few thousands of years of not knowing our place within a harmonic matrix and only seeing ourselves in a disharmonic matrix of a calendar that doesn't hold a pattern.
I really appreciate you actually bringing that to light, because that does help people understand, well, what's the purpose of even investigating this particular time science? What's the purpose? And the purpose, as you said, has a lot to do with helping us to release the past and discover the true sovereignty of the heart, which is the place from which we can then navigate our lives while also allowing all others to do the same. That's one of the things that I initially was certainly moved by in discovering the Dzogchen of the 260 count, was the nature of equality that exists with all of them. And it's remarkable to begin to look upon myself and upon others through a lens of equality, knowing that if any one of those 260 signatures were not present in that harmonic matrix, it would not be a harmonic matrix. It requires every single expression contained therein, knowing that that also relates to every single human being manifest upon this earth, both those who have already come and gone and those yet to be. So it's a beautiful opportunity, as you say very well, to
reprogram ourselves. You know, people don't necessarily key in oftentimes to the fact that a calendar is indeed a programming device. And the program that we've been generally operating under for, as you say, also thousands of years, is one that is not connected with natural cycles. And as a result, there's a disconnection that we as humanity have had from nature. I'm eternally grateful for those who've gone before us and done the work. Valum Botan, most certainly, for retrieving the codes to help us all tune in on time. And for people like yourself who continue to travel around the world and hold these sacred spaces and participate with these incredible ceremonies to truly anchor this love energy. As that Tuck and Patty song said, love warriors. It's an interesting thing because the word warrior obviously is charged with its own energy. And I remember at a prayer vigil some years ago in the city of Washington, D.C. This was, in fact, in the year 2001, right after the 9/11 incident. I remember a Native elder speaking about how there was a call for the warriors, the spiritual warriors on the earth, to step into their capacity, their presence, and power. However, this time, it was the tools that were changing, and no longer were they weapons of aggression, but they became weapons, for lack of a better word, tools of self-reflection, so that the love warrior could actually stand grounded in the eternal truth of service and loving kindness and these qualities that are being called forward. It's an opportunity we certainly don't want to miss. And I also appreciate you said something at the top of the show about this being a gradual process. You know, it's something that we've all been growing with and through. For those who obviously are not even aware of the synchronometer or the 13-moon calendar, all of us are being affected nevertheless. Now, naturally, this calendar gives us a tool to retrieve our consciousness to magnify our creative purpose. And what better time to be on purpose than now? I certainly can't think of one. I want to ask you also, you've been observing this particular system for over 14 years, which would also then align with around the time that the Biosphere Congress took place in Brazil, Brasilia, Brazil, in 1996. How were you first introduced, in fact, to the 13-moon calendar?
Yeah, well, that's a very funny story. I was I had been in India, and I'd had one of those very powerful awakenings there that lasted for 6 months, and I had sat in front of a guru, getting really annoyed at sitting in front of yet another guru, receiving yet more light and feeling like a beggar for the light, and got really annoyed and just merged with that being from a place of absolute frustration, and then sort of popped, if you like, into pure light and pure, you know, like the desire mind dissolved. And so I was in a state of understanding the oneness of everything, or not even understanding, but experiencing that. And from there was taken, then I realized that I was just here in service. I was here to serve the awakening and of humanity, and with no attachment to outcome somehow. It was just like, okay, that's what I'm here for. So I first got taken by spirit to the work of Drunvala Melchizedek and the Flower of Life,
and
through some funny coincidences and synchronicities, got taken there and became a facilitator for that work, and proceeded to share that work. And yet somehow where I was, the people were not ready for that, or you know, it was quite a long time ago. And so I just kept doing that. But then one day I was in New Zealand, and I just saw this flyer on the wall, and it said, you know, come and learn the Mayan calendar dream spell whatever. I just got this huge rush through my body, and so that was the sign to go along. And I just went to this weekend workshop with a couple called Christine and Sam and another woman called Hermione, who was a cosmic knight, and just kind of just felt like I already knew this stuff. And it just made so much sense, and I had never heard anything just make so much simple, very simple sense that was able to be followed daily in a very simple way. And so I just proceeded to follow that, and 2 months later was teaching it because it was just so beautiful and elegant that it seemed silly not to share it with as many people as would possibly listen, because it was, I could see what it was doing to me at that time,
yes.
You know, which is, you know, which was just so divine and beautiful, and like something like, God, I wish when I was a child at school, someone had shared this with me, you know. And that's actually one of the major things I would love to see, is that when we get to actually share this in the schools.
Yes.
So, that's how it came to me. So ever since that time, I've just been teaching it, and I guess what I have in there is I have that experience of the knowing of the oneness of consciousness, that I can just see that the Zolk'in is such a an elegant pattern of revealing our spiritual walk to oneness and beyond.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Wow. Beautifully put. It is truly, truly a gift to receive. So that you did receive it at that particular time, you've been walking the 13 moons, so to speak, over the duration of this peace calendar, or calendar change, peace movement. So you've really been there nearly, you know, hand in hand with it since it was first presented, I guess, to the greater public, yes?
Yeah, I guess it the Dream Spell kit was already out when they had it at that workshop, that first workshop I did. But yeah, it was early, very early days,
mm-hmm.
for sure, and very exciting days.
Yes, I can imagine. I'm getting the pleasure of actually understanding more of the origins as I've been reading the book entitled Time, Synchronicity, and Calendar Change by Stephanie South.
Yeah.
And it's definitely providing some powerful insight into the early days, particularly with the calendar movement. I mean, what an amazing tool that we have. For listeners out there, I want to certainly... Go ahead.
I'm just, that's a book that certainly be great if many, many people read it, because it does a lot of the criticisms that have been focused on Jose. If people would just read that book, they'd get much more I think those criticisms come a lot from him not retaliating or not answering to people's criticisms, but that's who he was. He really didn't want to indulge in any of that, and if people were to read this book, they would understand a lot deeper, you know, the integrity of who he is and who he was. I suggest, many people read that book. It's very beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been very, very enlightening for me, certainly. Time, Synchronicity, and Calendar Change, the Visionary Life and Work of Jose Arbeláez. And I know the book is available for purchase at www.lawoftime.org, lawoftime.org. And also, something we've initiated recently, I've been working with Brother Joseph from the foundation directly to produce and promote a Facebook page focused on galactic synchronization. So we've been actually using the social network media as a way to inspire people, stimulate people to become more active with the opportunity presented to us, particularly as it relates to the Rainbow Bridge opportunity of 2012. So for people listening who are interested in learning more about that, they can visit facebook.com/galactic synchronization. And it's just wonderful. And I'm again, very, very excited to continue to read the explanations from the Rhythmic Monkey as it relates to the daily Dream Spell, the Daily Signatures. And so for people to tune into that, they can visit 1320-1320-sync.wordpress.com. Now, we are actually running short on time for this show now. So maybe, I know we have your friend there, in fact, maybe we can take a couple of moments. We don't have very much time. But if you're a friend there, who's been patient.
He's wandered out.
Oh, well, it's okay.
Maybe another time if he's a very good friend who has been following the Dream Spell for quite a lot of years and also works with an amazing astrologer called Elias Lonsdale, who is to the world of astrology what Jose is to the world of the Mayan calendar, and he's a very incredible being who is working with astrology in the way of instead of having a solid meaning for each planet, is working more from the perspective of doing ritual to call in the frequency and the energy of that planet and allow it to relate, you know, in the moment.
Okay.
So it's a beautiful system. It's a beautiful way of working with the planets and the stars. And I've been here staying at this my friend's place to learn with him because he has been a student of Elias for a very long time. And I'm having revelation after revelation here. So it's
Are you in Santa Cruz area?
That's absolutely
one of my favorite places on earth.
Yeah,
I love Santa Cruz. I have some very close friends in that area. Well, I tell you what, I know the perfect time will present itself, and we would love to have him on as a guest to help us go deeper with that particular observation and his experience with that.
Wonderful. And I think truly that it would be great to have him as a solo presenter next time would be great. I'm sure he'd be open to it.
Oh, absolutely. So we'll be sure to get his contact information from you so that we can schedule that in the near future.
Brilliant. And the beautiful thing that he's doing is he's working with the Dream Spell and with astrology and playing the sound of people's charts, the sound of people's frequencies, the sound of who people are. So it's
we would definitely love that, as our show is called Sound Synchronicity.
That's right.
He's doing that on a new instrument
that he's creating himself with strings and percussion, and it's very, 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 very amazing. So I'm sure it'd be amazing to have a whole show devoted to that.
Absolutely. Well, Vasumi, I want to thank you so much, and I think we're going to keep with the Australia theme here. Are you familiar with an artist named Sarika?
Yes, good friend, lovely name.
She's a good friend of mine. I've had the fortune to tour with her when she came to the California coast this past year and the year before. So we have a song from her called Most High. It feels like that's most appropriate to take this show home on. But I want to thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share. It's been a big pleasure.
I know that we'll have you on again sometime in the near future as well, just to follow up with you and then the work as everything is unfolding. So absolutely, and enjoy the rest of your sojourn here in the United States, in Turtle Island. And we certainly look forward to more to come from you. And again, we encourage people to check out your blog, 1320 Sync.
And also, if anybody's interested, people are most welcome to contact me. My email is lovevasumi@yahoo.com. I'm open for sharing sessions if people want to go individually deeper into, you know, looking at their own frequency and where they sit within the system and just to give insight in that way. You know, at times I give online classes and, you know, I'm sure, and even just to connect you with other kin in the area.
Let's spread this thing, open it wide.
Let's get the, you know, like really activate the new time, because that's what we're doing here. And thank you, Mikoa, for so so beautifully grounding that here online.
Right on. Well, certainly my pleasure. My pleasure, and it's my joy. So thank you again so much, and we look forward to being able to share more information with the listening audience about the work you're doing and just everything that's unfolding in such a beautiful way.
Thank you.
We will talk soon, my friend.
In
Lakesh,
everybody.
In Lakesh. I love you. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
When I'm living in my multi, heart the space around me. Everything is possible when I'm in my multi. Heaven surrounds me. Everything is clear when I'm tapped into the wall. I'm in need of nothing. Everything is peaceful when I'm in my multi. Heart the space around me.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity.